Spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones, and the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The longer version of today's Gospel is the most complicated parable that Jesus proclaims. He is admiring the dishonesty of the steward for his resourcefulness in managing the things of the world. But he's also saying that we have to be just as resourceful in managing the things of the spiritual world. For old timers at St. Patrick's, the name of the Colley brothers is synonymous with this parish. They were four blood brothers, Father Peter, Joseph, Charles, and Stephen, who served here at St. Patrick's from 1892 until the last one died in 1954. They were incredible businessmen. In a day when the average wage earner was making $6 a week, Father Peter Colley managed to build this incredible building and paid the debt off in 8 years. When H.O. Hirt founded Erie Insurance, no bank in Erie would lend him the money. So he tried to put together a small group of investors, and he knocked on the front door of St. Patrick's Rectory, and the Colley brothers became the major investors in backing the founding of Erie Insurance. In 1931, in the midst of the Great Depression, the pastor, Father Peter Colley, took a vacation to Southern California. There was an auction on the courthouse steps in Bakersfield, and he bought 4,000 acres of desert at 4 pennies an acre. And that's where they discovered oil. Now, if I had bought 4,000 acres of desert, they would have discovered a sinkhole. That rectory next door has 34 rooms, 11 bathrooms, 8 fireplaces. It's an incredible building. There's a Waterford crystal chandelier that's probably that big around in the front entrance hall. And if you've never seen the building and want to, just catch me sometime. They built that out of their own pocket. The parish didn't pay for the building of that house. They were incredibly astute businessmen, but they were also incredibly astute in spiritual things. This parish was a beehive of spirituality. During the Second World War, there was a novena here on Monday evenings to pray for the safety of soldiers, and so many people showed up that they had to keep repeating it a couple of times each Monday evening. In 1919, at the age of 41, Father Joseph Colley had minor surgery on his nose. He came home that afternoon, the next morning an infection set in, and the following day he died. And if you read the newspaper accounts of his death and of his funeral, this whole city came to a stop. All of the firemen of the city of Erie lined French Street in front of the firehouse that later became Puffer Belly Restaurant as the funeral procession left to go out to Trinity Cemetery. When they got up to 8th Street, the entire length of the trip from 8th and French out to Trinity Cemetery was lined with people who stood there silently mourning the death of Father Joseph Colley. He obviously touched their heart and their soul. They were masters in this world, and they were masters in the spiritual world, because they realized that both belong to the Lord. Amen.